Kent County Medical Society Alliance advances the well-being of our county through health-related philanthropy, advocacy, and promotes camaraderie among physician families through all seasons of their lives. They stay very busy, they give back to the community, and more. Very enthused about a collaboration with FAN in creating an upcoming health forum. Let's talk about it. The topic, opioid awareness for parents and guardians, opioid, that topic in the news frequently. So let's talk to you about the details. Alexis Boyden, president of the Kent County Medical Society Alliance. Good morning to you, Alexis.
Good morning.
Yes. In your words, what's this alliance all about?
Well, the Alliance is an all-volunteer nonprofit organization. We're made up of spouses of physicians. And so that brings us together. But our focus is on philanthropy and advocacy on health-related issues in the community. We've been around for over 80 years in Kent County.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You're a hidden secret in my book. Is your role then, Alexis, to present forums and other awareness opportunities here?
Yes, that is part of what we do, and with the upcoming health forum on opioid awareness, for sure. We've also done forums on vaccinations. But we also do a lot of fundraising in the community for local organizations. We've raised over $1.25 million in our community for local nonprofits.
Yes, that would be your foundation arm, mm-hmm. this charitable arm.
Correct.
Very cool. Tell me a little bit about you.
Well, I'm the president of the Alliance this year. I've worked in education for 15 years before moving here to Grand Rapids a few years ago. So I'm relatively new to the Alliance and new to...
And is your spouse a physician?
Yes. He's a cardiologist at Spectrum.
Good. We've spoken to cardiologists from time to time. Big job he has, so keep him healthy.
Yes.
Yes. Let's talk about keeping our kids healthy, specifically when it comes to opioid awareness. You present a health forum on Wednesday. What's happening?
Well, we are focusing on, as the title of the forum indicates, parents and guardians of middle school and high school students. We're hoping to educate parents on what to look for, about the epidemic in general, and how to keep their children safe so that we can sort of start beginning to head this off at the start area. We know that teenagers are at that time in their life is a big risk factor for experimenting and getting involved in drugs in general. So we're hoping that's our goal here. We're also going to be doing a drug take back, so you can bring in your drugs from your medicine cabinet that are unused. So if you come a little early at 6:30, the Kent County Sheriff Department will be there doing a collection. So that's in a safe and secure place. There's no questions asked, kind of a thing.
Don't flush them down the toilet, right? Yes, yeah, not to make light
of that.
Not
good for the water supply.
Yes. The event is free. Where are you holding the event?
We will be at the Kent ISD, the Education Center. So if you come in off a nap, it's parking lot 11. Yes, and it is free and open to the public.
Yes. 7 to 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. So I mentioned from my notes that you're collaborating with FAN. We've had FAN on the program before. Let's talk about your moderator and panelists and how the evening works.
Yes. So after the drug tape back, we will start the evening with Dr. Jean Kapenga. She is the president of the Families Against Narcotics Grand Rapids chapter, and she will be acting as our moderator. And we have been collaborating, having committee meetings for several months, and she's been at all of them. And so we have her moderating the event as an expert in the area and also as an addiction medicine specialist, too. Our panelists will include Dr. Start, who's a forensic pathologist in the county, Dr. Sandy Detman, who is an addiction medicine specialist as well, Brandon Houle, who is the overdose prevention manager for the RED Project, and he'll be sharing his personal story of recovery. And Stephen Baker, who is with the Organized Drug Crime Division for the state's attorney's office for the Western Michigan District. So he'll be sharing some, how the Good Samaritan law and how that works and things like that. And then Mary DeBoer is a parent who has her story of losing a child. So she'll be sharing that with the audience. And Dr. Carolyn King from Pine Rest, who is a child and adult psychiatrist. Sort of, we want to end the evening with some what to look for, how to prevent this on the home front piece.
I was going to say, I would think you would be charging your audience to leave with some pretty heavy action items regarding that.
Well, I will hope that they'll clean out their cabinets. They'll be way more aware. And I, you know, I've been doing a lot of research myself, obviously. And I know one of the biggest things, for help, you know, for heading this off is more close parental monitoring. And we tend to think as our kids get older, they need less from us when actually they need a little more.
Opioid Awareness for Parents. It's a health forum. It's this Wednesday from 7 to 9. We'll give all the details before we say goodbye, but it's a partnership between FAN and the Kent County Medical Society Alliance with us, President Alexis Boyd. And yes, opportunity for the drug take back. That happens around 6:30, right?
Correct.
Yeah, a little prior. What else? What else? I mean, I mentioned earlier, we are talking about opioids more and more. I know we've had Dr. Detman in. We mm-hmm. talked about it with the local OBGYN. This is part of your mission with the Alliance. Mm-hmm. Can you expand there?
Our interest, you know, the Kent County Medical Society Alliance, people might not be aware, there's also a state-level alliance, and then there's a national alliance through the American Medical Association Alliance. So we have, you know, several layers. We're the local chapter. We're one of the most active chapters in the nation, though. Kent County is a dynamic place to be. So this is a national focus from, you know, our national alliance down to the county level. And so it's natural there because of that. But also we've been an organization in this community that's been really focused on mental health and children's issues mm-hmm. combined. So this is a natural progression of our work here in the community, generally speaking. So we're all pretty passionate about the issue. And Dr. Detman actually is one of our members. So she has spoken with our group several times. And as you know, she's pretty dynamic and doing great work out there.
I'll call her a fireball, won't we? Well, as is the team and the panel, yourself included as president. Any other opportunity? Obviously, the Alliance will be busy all year long.
Oh, yes. We're looking at this as a kickoff forum, and we're hoping to build on this, do a part two, or if we're so crowded that night that we need to hold another one of these, we could duplicate it. So we're going to be looking at what the next steps will be at this point. But we do continue to, on our public Facebook page, we always are promoting, sending out information to the community there, too. So you can find us there.
Awesome. Health Forum coming up this Wednesday evening. Details one more time when it comes to opioid awareness for parents. Alexis, details, please, one more time.
Yes, we will be at the Kent ISD Education Center, parking lot 11, right out front. And it's May 3rd, this Wednesday. 6:30 is the drug take back with the Kent Sheriff Department. And then at 7 o'clock, we begin our panel.
Be there, parents, guardians, friends, neighbors who care, you know, about our future. Thank you very much, Alexis Boyden, President, Kent County Medical Society Alliance. I trust KCMSAlliance.org.
Correct.
And beyond.
Yes.
Take care. Have fun Wednesday.
Thank you.